Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. I love talking about coal. Anytime I can take the attention away from me and force it back onto coal, I'm going to do it. But I think this is well documented because it's one of my favorite stories. And this is really the story of how Cole and I really first became friends. But to take you back, Cole and his wife, Kate, were engaged, and I started coaching them at his mom's pleading. Cole's mom begged me to help. She's like, "Travis, you need to help my son. He needs your help." And so I met Cole and his wife, Kate, and they're amazing. And I was working with them, and they were a young couple that was doing amazing things. They got married, and just the coolest couple. And my favorite part of the Cole and Kate story is they had a ton of debt, and they were paying off the debt. And the deal was that Cole was going to go get a job. Kate already had a teaching job. Cole was going to go get a job, and then they're going to have two incomes. They're going to quickly pay off the debt and then move into the next season of life. And then immediately Cole decides to say, screw that plan and blow the whole thing up. And I met with Cole. He got a job at this company. And I met Cole for lunch, and I found out that he was working in the same building I was working in. I thought, oh, man, this is great. Cole, let's go to lunch. And so Cole and I went to lunch, and we were more like coaching relationship at this point. We weren't like close friends at this point. I said, hey, Cole, let's go grab lunch. And we went to get lunch. And when I saw Cole, he looked dead in the eyes. Like, this was not the Cole that I knew. And he had been at his job for a couple weeks. And boy, the moment I saw him, I knew he hated his job. I just laugh at when I think about it. He looked so miserable. I think he was wearing a suit, which was weird. He looked like a shell of his former self. And he was in his early 20s. And he explained, he goes, Travis, I hate this job. And he goes, I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it. And fast forward, not that long, he just up and quits his job. To be more precise, 3 weeks in, he walks out, didn't even tell his wife. He just walked out of his work, and then he told his wife after the fact that he just walked out of his very first job of his career with really no backup plan. And I don't recall exactly what Kate's response was, but I would imagine, knowing Kate, that she wasn't that impressed with this wise decision that Cole just made. But Cole had a dream. Cole's dream was to become a videographer. He wanted to be a filmmaker. He wanted to create. He wanted to produce. He wanted to serve people in this unique way, which was totally different than this job. It was a perfectly fine job at a perfectly fine company. But Cole knew his meaning, and he was going to irresponsibly and chaotically just walk away and force himself into his new reality. Now, that obviously impacted their financial journey and their debt payoff, even though they paid it off remarkably fast. But Cole had a dream. His dream was to become a videographer, and he was really starting with nothing. He had a couple pieces of equipment that I think he had cobbled together over a period of time, and he just kind of figured it out as he went. And everybody around him said, you need a job, you need a job, you need a job. You're married. Like, you ought to be a good husband and provide for your family. Here you have, you know, his wife, Kate, who had a teaching job, which, you know, by all accounts is a stable, predictable job. And he had her husband, who had just walked away from his job 3 weeks in to do something that he really didn't know where it was going to go. But he believed in it, he cared about it, and that was worth more than the money to him. Props to him for that. And when I look at the journey of Cole, it's really a journey of meaning over money. This was meaning over money before meaning over money existed. This was me when I was still at my other job. This, I don't even know if me leaving that career was even in the cards for me yet. I was still in this money-ish world. And here I have this young guy who's a newer friend of mine, like full on diving into meaning over money before meaning over money was even a concept for us. It's safe to say there was a lot of uncertainty for Cole and Kate. There was a lot of risk. There was a lot of unknowns. There was a lot of discomfort. Cole makes Kate very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it. Because it's the journey, it's not the destination. Now I can tell you now, Cole's become a good friend over the years, and I get a front row seat to everything Cole does. Cole often doesn't tell me, so I have to hear it from other people, but I still get a front row seat because he's my business partner. I always joke, Cole could have another kid and I wouldn't know about it unless somebody told me. Because Cole just doesn't share it. There's a human, part of it's just Cole being Cole, but part of it is just there's a humility that Cole doesn't like to brag about anything Cole does. I like to brag for Cole. So it's been fun watching his career evolve and to gain a credibility and to gain a reputation. And I know his reputation. His reputation is stellar. But I had this moment recently where it all kind of came together for me. Part of it is just because of how cool it was, but part of it is because of the timing of two particular events. Cole did two things in 1 week. This is in one calendar week. Cole went and he shot for Fox Caitlin Clark's record-breaking game, the game where she broke Pistol Pete's record to become the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history. Cole was there. Cole was there recording her as she came into the stadium. Cole was there capturing footage all day at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Cole was there to witness an event that will go down in history forever. Cole watched the game courtside for one of the most anticipated, hottest ticket selling events in years. Cole's just there hanging out courtside. Fast forward less than a week later, Cole's shooting the wedding of Mr. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, Mr. Super Bowl, Mr. Iowa State icon. Cole's there shooting his wedding. Come on now. Now, Cole, I don't know if you know this. A lot of you do if you've listened for long enough, but Cole is a former Iowa State football player. He used to be the all-time leading scorer in Iowa State history. Again, he doesn't like to talk about that, but Breece Hall took him down a few years ago. Thanks, Breece. Thanks for humbling Cole. But two events. He shot Brock Purdy's wedding, which was, to me, such a cool thing that Cole's going to get to know and to remember and to have the memories of. And to be able to shoot Caitlin Clark's record-setting game that will go down in history as one of the coolest sporting events ever. Cole, in 1 week, did both of those. That's meaning. We treat meaning as if we pursue meaning, we are setting ourselves up for a life of poverty and discomfort and in lack of having. Now, it is uncomfortable. Even despite all the cool things Cole gets to do, it's still uncomfortable. It's still seasonal. And Cole doesn't know where his next job's going to come from. Cole doesn't know where the income's going to come from. He doesn't know who's going to hire him for what. There's discomfort in that. When you run your own business like that, that's uncomfortable. But when we pursue meaning, we have to remember really beautiful things will come out of it. It's not all poverty and misery and pain and suffering and going without. Now, those might be part of the journey. All those things might exist. But we never give credit to how beautiful living for meaning can be. We never give credit to that. And though I am more than a decade older than Cole. I look up to him. He's a role model for me. Because when I look at his journey and I look at what he goes through and then I see what happens, I'm like, man, there's nobody better suited to show what meaning over money looks like than this dude. It doesn't mean it's easy, because it's not. But we can always, we always say it's worth it. And I kind of get jealous of like all the cool things Cole gets to do, but then I kind of get to live vicariously through him, and I get to ask him for stories and pick his brain. But I just love that he gets to do these things that if you were to ask Cole, he just left his job after 3 weeks. They had a bunch of debt. He's newly married. His wife's probably a little bit aggravated with him. If you were to tell that young guy, hey, in 1 week, you're going to watch the record-breaking performance of NCAA basketball, and in the same week, you're going to shoot the wedding for an iconic athlete who was just in last Super Bowl, he would have said, no way. He would have said, no way, probably. But that's the crazy part about this meeting journey. We don't know where it's going. I am sure of this. I am sure that Cole has far cooler things in his future than he does in his past. I have no idea what they are, and he sure as heck doesn't either. And I think this is the story, and I'm so excited that he let me share the story. I'm like, hey, man, can I share these stories? I was a little nervous, and he's like, yeah, of course. So I'm glad he let me share this, because this is what it means to live for meaning. This is what it looks like when we pursue work that matters. Not because it's secure, not because it's safe, not because it's comfortable, not because it pays well. Because it matters. And when it matters, it matters. And we never know how it's going to play out. We never know what twists and turns may come. And there will be really crappy times. There will be pain, there will be suffering, and there's going to be a whole heaping of discomfort. But we have to remember, there's going to be some pretty beautiful, amazing, awesome things that happen along with it. And that's my invitation to you. My invitation to you is to say yes to that journey. Say yes to that journey. It is so worth it. We'll get Cole on the mic soon, and I want you to hear it from him too. It is so worth it. Meaning over money, meaning over money, always meaning over money. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.